The union took its campaign national by taking out ads during the Super Bowl game to drive home its point, calling for a boycott of vehicles made in Mexico.
What's in a vehicle identification number? A lot more than you might think. There's someone's livelihood, food on the table, money for their child's education. And if it starts with a three, it stands for jobs taken away from Canadians. Support Canadian jobs. Boycott GM vehicles made in Mexico. GM, you want to sell here? Build here.
The president of Unifor, Jerry Diaz, says 2,600 unionized workers will lose their jobs when the Oshawa assembly plant closes at the end of the year. Diaz has met with Canadian political leaders and he's traveled to Detroit to meet with GM executives to look for ways to keep the Oshawa plant open. So far, his actions and those of Canadian lawmakers have failed to get GM to reconsider. It's closing several plants in the U.S. as well as the Canadian plant and shifting production to Mexico. Diaz says Americans should heed the boycott as well.
This is over 600,000 vehicles a year that are shipped from Mexico to Canada and the United States. We want you to buy only GM vehicles that are made in Canada and the United States. This is not us attacking Mexican workers. But what we're disgusted by is how General Motors is using these workers as pawns for corporate profits.
GM tried to stop the ads by sending the union a cease and desist letter on Friday, but the union wouldn't back down. For its part, the automaker says the closures are necessary because it's switching production to manufacture more self-driving and electric vehicles. As for the workers, GM Canada Vice President Dave Patterson says about half of them, 1,300, qualify for full pensions. As for the rest...
We've been approached by a significant number of local employers in Durham region that have been offering to provide employment for any of the impacted workers.
Patterson says those offers are coming from, among others, GM dealers and Ontario Power Generation, which is refurbishing its nuclear plant in the region. Patterson says GM is also putting up several $1 million to help retrain those employees. He says so far he's identified about 2,400 what he calls good jobs that have become available.
We've had our dealers reach out to us, and one of the things that that has been offered up. We have a hard time finding or keeping technicians in our car dealerships. And so these are $100,000 a year jobs. Dealers will right away with a salary when they move into that job, and then we pay for all their training as well.
But Jerry Diaz insists his workers won't apply and that GM should stick to making vehicles and not become an employment agency. And besides, he asks, why would any of them want a job in a GM dealership when many of those dealerships are going to go out of business? Diaz says his fight will continue until GM agrees to keep the Oshawa plant open. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.